Big sports breakfast, and the West Tigers keep their hopes of playing in this year's final series alive with a great victory yesterday against St George Illawarra, 20 points to 16 at Cogra Jubilee. Fantastic conditions for a great game of football. The Tigers' old firm got back together, Robbie Farah and Benji Marshall, and they wound back the clock. Some of the things that they did were some of the things we'd seen them do years ago. So well done to Robbie Farah and Benji Marshall. The Tigers keep their hopes alive of playing in this year's final series. They are
will
on,
they?
Look, I know they got a terrible run, but we said that about them at the start of the year with a terrible run, and they won all their games. So while ever they're alive, anything is possible. And if they continue to play the way that they did yesterday, I would say they are a chance. I am the mock, you know. Because at the start of the year, I said, no, the Tigers, they'll be in the bottom four.
Right.
Then they won five out of their first six.
Yeah. And,
then I declared them
as
finalists. And then ever since I declared them a semi-finalist, they've gone backwards.
Right.
But they showed us something yesterday.
Right. So they might make an honest man out of you soon.
They might. And I'm hoping our next guest can change their fortunes around. And he had a very, very big impact on yesterday's performance. And it's a very good morning to Robbie Farah. Good morning, mate.
Hey, Loz. How are you, mate?
Very well. You must have been very impressed, not only with the team performance, but your own individual performance.
Yeah, it was obviously a big occasion for us, mate. It hasn't been the most impressive month of footy for us at the Tigers. And, you know, we went to Cogra, which is a tough place to go and play, and against a team that's in form. And with our season on the line, we came up with a big win. So we keep ourselves alive, mate, and look forward now to a big game this week against the Bunnies.
Robbie, we saw that vision yesterday. We heard from Ivan Cleary talking about the fact it had been 6 weeks since a win. And one of the things that was highlighted, I know you weren't there, but a feature of the Tigers' play early in the year was their defensive effort. It seemed to get back to that a little bit yesterday, I thought. Was that a focus pre-game?
Yeah, it was. We had a chat during the week, mate, and I think we just try to simplify things and go back to not worrying about, as weird as it sounds, but not going out there worrying about trying to win the game, but just going out there worrying about all the little efforts that got the Tigers those wins early in the year. And I think, as you guys know, winning a game of footy is just a culmination of all the little wins and that you get during the 80 minutes. And I think that's what we tried to do yesterday. And, all those little wins during the game ended up with the right result at the end of the day.
And how did it feel, Rob, to be back playing with your old mate Benji?
Yeah, it felt great, mate. You know, we're both excited during the week to get back out there together. And I thought he was great yesterday. With the ball, I thought he came up with a couple of great options. His spiral bombs were a nightmare for their back three. And, I thought he had a fair try disallowed from a pretty silky pass. And then defensively, that tackle he made on Tarek Sims, was a try saver, and it was a pretty big play for us at the time.
Is it going to be, or is something you have to be aware of, is making sure that Luke Brooks has been running the team previously, that Luke Brooks continues to get the ball when he wants it, and that Benji, because you have such a played so much footy with Benji, that there's not the danger of you being comfortable with Benji and going to him more than, say, Luke Brooks?
Yeah, definitely. I think between the three of us, I thought, Brooksy had some really nice touches yesterday. I thought his short kicking game was outstanding for us. And, I've really seen a change in Brooksy, having come back after a couple of years, that he's really grown and matured into his role as a leader of our team. And, I thought, I thought he was outstanding yesterday. Mm. You're probably right, mate. We need to, between myself and Benji and him, I think, relieve the pressure off each other and share that around. And I think Moe at the back's been outstanding for us as well.
I was about to ask you about Moses Umbai, because he's a very special player. He's a guy with plenty of talent. And the quartet and the spine you have at the Tigers at the moment, if you can stay fit, you've got the ability to create things. But he's been very impressive, Rob, isn't he?
Yeah, he has, mate. And I've really enjoyed playing with him, especially in the middle of the park. He's a very instinctive sort of footy player. And you saw with a couple of opportunities that we created around the ruck yesterday, that's... Moe's got some good eyes there in the middle of the park, and as a hooker, that makes my job a lot easier. And
is he a talker?
Yeah, he is, yep. Mate. He's a really good talker, and excuse me, yeah, he's got speed to burn there in the middle as well, and he's just a natural footy player. Yeah, he grew up playing in the halves, so yeah, he's got the eyes of a halfback, and yeah, he's got the speed of a fullback, so it makes for a pretty deadly combination there for us.
Mm. Do you feel like it's a bit of a second chance for you, Robbie, and to finish things the way you would like at the Tigers? Because I'd imagine this time, 12 months ago, this would have been the furthest thing from your mind, going back and playing with the West Tigers.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't say a second chance, mate. Obviously, it was pretty frustrating for me being stuck in reserve grade all year. And, you know, I think for myself, it's just, you know, to prove, well, first and foremost, to prove to myself that I could still compete at NRL level and do that week in, week out. And secondly, just to go back and help the Tigers win footy games. You know, having spoken to Ivan when we sat down, you know, the sole reason to get me back was obviously they're a bit short in experience in the hooking role. And, you know, he saw me as a person to come back and help out. And, you know, that's what I was brought in to do. And, yeah, yesterday, we got the right result. But now we've got 7 more games to try and make a run for the semis. And, I heard you earlier, Loz, saying you put the mock on us, mate. So, mate, hopefully we can get back in there and prove you right.
Well, you need to win this week against your former club, South Sydney. The fact that you've played with South and recently, does that give you a better insight into what you may be able to expect on the weekend?
Yeah, look, it probably does, mate. I know Siebes has got a really simple structure in place there at the Rabbitohs, and but in saying that, mate, the structure that they've got, they just do it really well. And, it's all well and good knowing what they're going to do, but you've got to go out there and try and stop it. And, you know, it all starts from the quick play of the balls they're getting through the middle of the park with the big Burgess boys. And then off the back of that, you got Cookie coming at you and the halves as well. So, look, I will have a bit of insight, but, we've got to go up a level this week against the Bunnies because they're the form team in the comp and they're at the top of the table for a reason.
One thing I thought I'd never see would be Robbie Farah on the Professor's Farewell Tour, which actually happened on Friday. How was that going in there?
Yeah, it was good, mate. Obviously, I haven't been on Fox in a while for various reasons. But, I know the Professor from many years ago, mate. He used to do a lot of work with Bo Ryan. And, mate, he was keen to get me on the show again and, I guess, you know, put a lot of things in the past behind us and mate, so it was really good to go on and have a bit of a laugh at myself and it was very light-hearted and it was good fun.
Yeah, it's always good to take the mickey out of yourself, Rob. I know you're a massive soccer fan, a Liverpool supporter. Did you get up and watch the World Cup final last night?
Yeah, mate, I stayed up last night and watched the game. It was pretty disappointing, actually, you know, as a final. It was a pretty weird sort of final and I thought a couple of those refereeing decisions probably took the gloss off the game, but in the end, France were too good, and they were probably the best team right throughout the tournament, to be honest.
Absolutely. Hey, it's, what is it, 8 games remaining in the season?
7
games remaining in the season. They are a chance to creep back into the top 8, and let's hope that is the case for all West Tigers fans out there. Robbie, well done on yesterday, and appreciate your time this morning.
No, cheers, boys. Thanks very much.